Hello, this is a show from Radio. We're a group of stations bringing new and forgotten ways of making radio to our listeners.
Delta 2 Yankee, Juliet Romeo.
Each week we give artists the challenge to make radio that works across the whole of Europe and beyond.
Delta 2 Yankee, Delta 2 Yankee, Juliet Romeo.
Are you up for it?
Another communist horror story about child labor, deep mining, gold lust, human sacrifice and antediluvian entities lurking in the dark, based on a true story.
By Luvan.
So it goes like this. The madreporites connected to the stone canal. The stone canal's connected to the ring canal. The ring canal's connected to the radial canal. And the radial canal's connected to the tube feet. And that's the water vascular system. There you go.
It was so different at that time. We were living in such a different world. They were Eva, but I was not playing with her. Eva was Václav's daughter. She called. They all went mute.
Au beffroi, au calvaire, au château.
All of a sudden.
Au nouveau château, à la tour, à l'ancienne fabrique de tabac.
Kind of hard to imagine now, with all the machines playing their little tunes. Well, we had the sirens, of course, the factory siren. Before that, the mines, of course. I'm not convinced they would do that. I mean, we're not disciplined enough anymore. I'm not ready to run if anything rings. Anymore. I mean, I used to when I was a kid. And of course, there was this siren and this bell.
Well, to actually count them, there was one one big siren, the one from the tobacco factory, and a few churches. And they were, the bells were ringing, different tones and tunes. It's very vague. And the mines.
Eva dort à 3 mètres de l'entrée de la mine, dans la petite pièce noire.
Animals don't eat it. It eats animals.
It has no brain. But a central nerve ring coordinates hundreds of tiny tube feet and a bank of eyes at the end of each leg. Pushing its stomach out through its mouth, it secretes digestive juices to liquefy its living prey.
Je nedeľa a staroslávne banícke mesto Banská Štiavnica sa prebúdza do nového dňa. Klopačka zo 17. storočia, ktorou kedysi baníkom ohlasovali čas fárania, dávno doznela. No dnes sa celé mesto prebudilo v radostnom očakávaní osláv Dňa baníkov. Po slávnostnom sprievode mestom sa zhromaždili v amfiteátri zamestnanci rudných baní, ako aj banskoštiavnickí obyvatelia. Súdruh Karol Bacílek v mene Ústredného výboru Komunistickej strany Slovenska poďakoval baníkom za ich obetavú prácu. V závere osláv vyznamenali 25 zaslúžilých baníkov najvyššími pracovnými vyznamenaniami.
The mines were engulfing miners. Every damn morning, every damn night, most of them would never come back to the surface. They would stay down. They would creep. For God knows how long.
Here comes a meal.
And every morning we would try to make a kind of an accounting of living cells, and every day for some reason we were missing one or two, and second day we would be welcoming newcomers out of the blue. I mean, new kids.
Here comes a meal.
Seemingly healthy. The end, I was kind of the only one from the ancient times.
They were calling us, well, the exact translation would be old bones, which is weird when I think about it, because we were kids, men.
It now produces digestive acids, which first kill and then dissolve its victim's body.
Il neige dans la cour, une trappe au milieu où s'écoulent des flots grumeleux. Les grelons teintent, forcis. Ils sont de la taille de tête. Au centre, une trappe. Eva sait que la mine s'y trouve. Elle comprend que la maison de son père a glissé de plusieurs mètres. La pièce noire est ici, à l'endroit précis de ses semelles. Tout ce qu'elle voit d'elle, de longues racines noires comme des branches de réglisse. Velu sous la paume et la chair de la mine. À cet endroit précis, sous le platane. Un truc brun, odeur de caramel, d'après ses souvenirs.
For God's sake, don't scream!
Elle se hisse, glisse, suit la course de l'eau, se trouve fine comme un fétu, chute et boit la tasse.
So this day, yeah.
There's now no escape.
Well, they just stopped. It's not that they didn't ring. They started to ring. Only they stopped suddenly, like. But they were cut, you know? Like when a movie stops, or the radio is just suddenly off. No, I mean, nobody thought it could have been an electricity problem because, the bells there were like two guys and they were actually pulling a rope for the bells to ring.
There's now no escape.
It could have been anything, really. But no, that was weirder than that.
Les galeries sont larges encore à cet endroit et claires. Elles sont chargées de marnes, en effet, à cet endroit clair et vaste. Des boyaux, gros. S'orienter y est précis, demande peu de choix. Seulement l'envie de glisser. Par deux fois, Eva manque se perdre, mais elle enfonce ses ongles dans ses mains pour se souvenir qu'il faut remonter.
All over again.
Comme convenu, Eva répète le geste et l'autre lui obéit. Le geste est ainsi fait.
God, it knows I'm here.
Le haut de son corps est pressé dans la main de l'autre. Eva ne sent plus son corps. Elle l'entend. La résonance de ses os, le haut et le bas, danse. La voix emplit désormais tout l'espace de la galerie. Eva reste ainsi, muette, parfaite, et puis la voix cesse, et la main la repose.
The stomach comes out of the mouth. Out of the mouth. Out of the mouth. Out of the mouth.
Go on and come back again until it finds you. On and until it finds you.
I remember I tried to speak. My first reflex was to try and raise my voice, and I was able to. I said something silly, I guess, like hello, or some. I remember some kids screamed and tried to scream, and it worked.
Keeping time in a sort of runic rhyme to the tintinnabulation that so musically wells from the bells
in the clamor and the clangor of the bells.
In a sort of runic rhyme to the throbbing of the bells.
Keeping time in a sort of runic rhyme to the tintinnabulation that so musically wells from the bells.
How they clang bells, and clash bells, and roar. Bells.
How it swells, how it dwells on the future, how it tells bells, of the rapture that impels bells, to the swinging bells, and the ringing of the bells, 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 of the bells, 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 bells.
To the paean of the bells.
Bells, 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 bells.
It's weird. Like you had the bells and ding, 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 cut. And then the screams. But, I mean, they were nice. Hesitant. Clumsy. Nearly aesthetic screams. They were like a reality check of some kind. It was a habit we had to play right before the bells were calling us. God, I can't remember the names. I have them written down somewhere. Let me check. Because I tend to lose those memories. I mean, they become faint. What was she called? Was this guy? Was they were supposed to get married? Oh, Betka. Of course. So I was playing with Betka, and she was the last one to get down. She was supposed to be swallowed, as we said, by the mind. This night, she was turning 14, and I was just a little bit younger, and I knew that my time would come. She was supposed to get, you know, to the deep. We were saying, like, in a place where nobody ever comes back from. It was... Can I possibly have another one? I think, if you don't mind, I would feel better if we... Can we make a short break?
Lutmela
n'a jamais fini son histoire.
Lutmela never finished her story.
Elle est partie pendant la pluie.
She ran during the rain.
On estime à 173 000
le nombre des enfants disparus
dans les mines de
Banska Štiavnica.
According to our estimations, next to 173,000 children disappeared in the mines of Banska Štiavnica.
Mis à part le court texte dont
nous vous avons lu des
extraits en français.
Apart from the short text from which we have read a few abstracts in French,
il n'existe aucune trace quant à
la nature de la
créature qui hante les entrailles de la terre.
We know nothing of the creature haunting the entrails of the earth.
La salamandre restera un mystère.
The salamander will remain a mystery.
Nous sommes les chasseurs d'ombre.
We are the shadows hunters.
À suivre.
Thank you for listening, and beware of the creature of Banska Štiavnica.
And we are finished. That is the wonderful world of echinoderms.
In the next episode, we hope to expose the horrid truth about
End of transmission. Find us on the internet, radia.fm. Over and out.